Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is the girl. Showing up now.
Mm-hmm.
doozy heartache. Seems to be unfair, 'cause you say that you found a man. Doozy breakup, guess you just don't care, 'cause you found you and I. Catch up, baby.
Catch up, baby.
Catch up with my dreams. Many things I can see you all the time.
I wanna be with you in the night. going smooth. I got the groove. I'm here to prove that I can shock it or rock it or clock it at the tempo. Keep it flowing, cause yo, I'm here to stay so fast. Yes, I'm black and I don't lack. Bringing my brain steady and keeping the right track. Follow the path that is written in the scripture. My work is a case. Yes, I'll uplift ya. Straight from the heart and the soul, it's my riches. Putting down sucker and seasons and ditches. I don't look trendy. Your girl might send me a rose. You oppose, you get a punch in the nose. Now I'm blowing like a water hose. And yo, I'll be a friend if you're not a foe. Now who is this MCM? Back to the mayhem. I'm here to show them, I'm here to tell them. Me and Small, we're at the top of the car. Some say we're crazy, some say we're wild. But still, they fail, they will. Put your booty in the place like a jail. But I don't do that, I don't get on their way. I get the microphone cause I'm here to stay. I'm not an injunction, I'm moving in function. Now please, listen to this introduction to a caveman. Radio station, you know I'm crazy cause I'm God's creation. The words I'm saying are coming strong and straight. This is the song and it's not too late. I got the buttons, now it's time to go. Move the tempo, now it's time to flow. Putting the people on the scale today. Get the job or better go away. The qualifications, you just need it. Education, just let me feed it. Get on the right track or get on the right path. Stop your game, your plan, that man don't laugh. Cause I used to do what you're doing too. Yourself, your health, your wealth, and your food. You know the rhyme is just my accord. This is no crime and this ain't no fraud. Energetical, lyrical, miracle poetry. Flowing from the head like water. With raw rhythms, raw rhymes, a raw format. You trying to say my literature is black? The intro. Introduction to a caveman. Yeah. Yo, this is the intro.
Don't want to be involved in this one. This is gonna be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Whirr, click. Woo! I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises, plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, And who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of them authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove the Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool, Watergate. Four more years of that.
Get up against the wall. them all.
America.
I am leaving soon, and you will forgive me if I speak bluntly. The universe grows smaller every day, and the threat of aggression by any group, anywhere, can no longer be tolerated. There must be security for all, or no one is secure. Now, this does not mean giving up any freedom, except the freedom to act irresponsibly. Your ancestors knew this when they made laws to govern themselves and hired policemen to enforce them. We of the other planets have long accepted this principle. We have an organization for the mutual protection of all planets and for the complete elimination of aggression. The test of any such higher authority is, of course, the police force that supports it. For our policemen, we created a race of robots. Their function is to patrol the planets in spaceships like this one and preserve the peace. In matters of aggression, we have given them absolute power over us. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. The result is we live in peace, without arms or armies, secure in the knowledge that we are free from aggression and war, free to pursue more profitable enterprises. Now, we do not pretend to have achieved perfection, but we do have a system, and it works. I came here to give you these facts. It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet, but if you threaten to extend your violence, this Earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
Turned him out. Right, Nichols was waiting on Nixon to come to jail.
What's happening, Tricky Dick?
Yeah. I'm gonna see how tricky you are.
Couldn't you see Nixon right? Let me make this perfectly clear.
To jail for income tax evasion, right? You know, I didn't know a motherfucking thing about no taxes. I told the judge, said, Your Honor, I forgot. You remember next year, nigga. Start writing on your ass. They give niggas time like it's lunch down there. You go down there looking for justice. That's what you find. Just us. Day one, nigga, 40 years, man. I saw the judges 40 years straight up.
40 years. That's right, fella, 40 years. You want some more time, buddy?
The dude had a court-appointed lawyer, right, copping the plea for an instant.
Your Honor, this man is not a heroin dealer per se. Being manipulated by these people, he was merely trying to get enough monies together to help his dear mom. She had a spinal condition. He needed an operation. And he didn't have the funds to do this, Your Honor, and he was merely trying to raise the money. He tried every odd job he could, and he could not raise the money. When the officers caught him with the 280 kilos, he was trying to purchase a hospital in the Bahamas.
Judge said, motion denied. Nigga was so fucked up when they led him away, he said, thank you, Your Honor. Made me mad, too, Jack. Kid, motherfucker, 40 years, that's cold blood. This motherfucker sentenced me, but he ain't gonna get my dignity to kiss my ass, man. Step right up to this.
What it is?
Huh? Run it down.
Judge said, what are you doing the next couple of months, Mr. Breyer?
Well, I'll be helping crippled children and anything I can for humanity, sir.
I had my pants all down by my ankles when he was minister.
Just don't stick it in too far, Your Honor, please.
You got to be funny in jail or give up the booty. Wasn't nobody fucking me, no place.
I made niggas laugh all day long.
keep their mind off the booty. Nigga try to fuck me, you'd have read about it in Jet. Been picture of the week.
That's because doctors be done.
Mr. Pryor, would you let the dick go now, please?
Call me. telling you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome, welcome. As we continue on with our music therapy mind stream, our Sunday escapade, DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis singing with you, and as always, it is wonderful to be with you. Sultry Raven Raw, our music therapy mind stream proudly brought to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassin, the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. So who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now. And www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network. And, of course, the main man, Big G, the father. G, what's happening?
Call me a hotline. Call me up.
Call the man. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well,
that's a good song. Where did you get that from?
That's Platinum Hook. They recorded on Motown in the last part of the 70s, if I recollect properly. And that was one of their songs, but Motown was so swamped with shit that there was a lot of music that I actually forgot about. And this was one of them. But BLS played this. So the black stations knew of this track, and they did get some love. But as the old heads say about things happening in threes, well, I guess something happened in threes today. Well, firstly, happy birthday to our little sister, Rhonda Harper. Rhonda's been out there in the motherland doing damage, and Hot Tub Posse is backing her 100%. Rhonda, hope you had a wonderful day, sweetie. Much love. Secondly, happy birthday to my oldest, Nikki Lee, who will be 21-some-some-some tomorrow, along with our friend of the show, Carrie Knabe, the administrator for Groovin'. We appreciate her efforts in making everything a groovier place. Thank you for being so receptive to our music and how we play it. The third, sadly to say, I'm on the sad side, Dennis Thomas, DT, founding member of Kool and the Gang, passed away in his sleep at age 70. Gee, you just finished talking about Kool and the Gang. You did a real perspective on him. You got the nuts and bolts. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, hey, they are. I'm 68 years old. This guy is 70,
mm-hmm.
man. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, man, if I'm 68, he's 70, I'm knocking on the door here.
I feel the same way. You know, for all Kool and the Gang fans, you ever hear the intro? Who's going to take the weight? That's DT with the vocals before they get down. And, of course, in the beginning of the song, Pneumonia, from their great album, Kool and the Gang Live, The Sex Machine.
Yes.
You know, what can we say about Kool and the Gang that hasn't been said already, G? I mean, they were universally known.
Kool and the Gang was the first real group that I really liked. I really, because they were from New Jersey. I
right, Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were in the jazz. They were jazz. They were, you know, they were punk rock before punk rock ever existed.
Listen, you're right. Kool and the Gang on the East Coast out of Jersey City and Earth, Wind & Fire. I'm not talking about the one y'all hear now or the Head to the Sky, Earth, Wind & Fire. The ones who recorded on Warner Brothers earlier on, the two albums, Earth, Wind & Fire and the Needle Lodge. They were definitely more on jazz vein and from one coast to the other. The funk laced in with the jazz, all of that was just vibing coast to coast. And some folks just couldn't stand it. But Kool and the Gang has always been unique, even when they deviated to a style of music that was more pop-oriented. They were always good, but in their early incarnations, when they concentrated on the jazz grooves, they were great in my humble. And DT was very much part of that.
I wish they had stayed there, but because of the industry the way it was, they changed their style, and it's all good they became famous. But
that's true.
I wish they had became famous with the old style.
I agree. You know, we always relate to P-Funk as being uncut funk.
Yep.
But Kool and the Gang, when they came out, this shit was harsh. I'm like, killed it. And everybody loved it because they did not deviate from the funk one iota. But when Yumi Adeodato, the producer, who's responsible for Celebration and Get Down On It and all the other stuff that sounds so monotonal in comparison to their earlier stuff, made them the pop icons that they were. And, of course, Celebration, that's a separate conversation. You know, they at least had some money in their pockets. But America has a bug up its ass when it comes to originality in things and being black. Blues gets pissed on, jazz gets pissed on, and definitely funk gets pissed on. So we're gonna hear some more bullshit from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sometime in the next couple of years. Oh, yeah, we're welcoming Kool and the Gang. They don't like these motherfuckers. And we don't like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a bunch of preening cocksuckers that they are. But
well, Michael, I think all this would end.
Yep.
If the industry would make a funk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, all this if stuff would be as for all the funk rock bands in the Hall of Fame.
Gary, Lamont Showboat Robinson, who is the head of the R&B Hall of Fame, has already gotten that cover. You know, we just know that the industry has a bug up its ass because those groups are knocking on the door and eventually they're going to pop through because after Prince endorsed P-Funk and all of his family into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you could see, and I watched the presentation when they did the welcoming them into the Hall of Fame, you could see how they were the looks tight. They did not give them brothers their props because first of all, it was a shitload of them. And secondly, it was like, they can't get down with this, you know. Now, the musicians aren't the problem because they understand it's music. It's the assholes who run this thing that become the problem because they make it a boys' club. And I mean a boys' club. There's a lot of female acts that should have gotten their due and they didn't get it. But we know over the next 2 years, this bullshit's going to start again. And the Low Rider Band, also known as War and Slave and Lakeside and the Players, you know, we know they belong in. And they know they belong in. So this circle jerk that these sons of bitches in the music hall are doing, I just find totally too pleased. But anyway, what you got in your mind otherwise, G?
Well, now that the Olympics are over, the football season is starting, and now people are going to lose their minds because football is there in the house again.
Yes,
Michael, America has lost its soul.
Mm-hmm.
We have not, we do not know what true value of AD really is anymore, right?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You have DraftKings and FanDuel doing their commercials every half hour.
That's true.
Before the end of this year, before the end of this year is over, somebody's going to lose out. Many people are going to lose their girlfriends over this nonsense.
Oh, yeah. You say the gambling bug will get you if you don't watch out. And you know they're looking for a whole bunch of victims because it is going to be high stakes. And I don't mean hamburger. Games are going to be live or die. College football is going to be insane. Because if a ranked team loses, they plunge down to the bottom. There's no brakes to be put on. And the only way to get back in is if somebody else loses. The losses will have more significance than ever.
Yes.
We know there's going to be some scam, coming up. And these motherfuckers line up. That's true. Yeah. Now, G, I know you got a concert for us. We get back. Tell everybody about it.
Well, we got the disabled guy dead, and the first two guy dead will be Jennifer Legrand against Curtis Mayfield.
Well, I like that.
And the second one will be Ray Charles against the Wonder. That's going to be the first two contests.
Yeah.
Back in September.
Oh, yes.
The first two Sundays, or maybe Sunday, Tuesday. I'm still figuring out yet. Tuesday. We're getting together.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be either the first two Sundays or Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday week.
All right. That sounds good to go. And Tuesday, we will be on again with another iced blueberry tea set. And, of course, Wednesday, the Hump Day special, 9 p.m. Eastern. So, for everybody out there, please, go stay safe, be safe. And shout out to Shasha, and welcome to your new crib. I bought 500 China paper plates for my first apartment. I didn't wash a dish for 6 months, G. That was my chore when I was in the house.
I got to get over.
Yep. I hate washing dishes. But, again, make sure you have your loaf of bread, your box of salt, and your straw broom. So the bread is so the house does not go hungry. The salt is that the house never knows poverty. And the broom, straw broom, is to sweep out any bad juju that might have been in the house in the first place because new broom sweeps clean. So let's hope for everybody that their new brooms ultimately sweep clean. Let's stay safe, be safe. Let's put out another set. Wash your hands. And do I have to tell y'all? You know, I like saying it. Public service. Wash your ass, damn it. Make sure you wash your ass. You going around with no funky ass? Music is funky.
Oh, Padre, gonna get you, man. Padre, gonna get you.
I know. I'm sorry, Ma. But you know I had to say it. And of course, keep a mask with you. If you don't have to wear one, cool. But if you're in an area where you need one, don't be caught off guard, please. COVID ain't finished with everybody yet. So, on that note, we again say thank you, Mr. Dennis Thomas, for sharing your gifts with all of us, Long Live Cool and the Gang, and all the funk
artists
who do such good work and helping us keep our culture pumping. Anyway, let's get back to work. See you guys later.
Whispering in his ear. just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care, 'cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow. Someday.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I were to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
than the pose. Different land and sea, those that cool as summer breeze. Nikki, the Kevin Blaze, we got four in the lab. Every piece that warp doesn't holler, don't crowd pass. Cause look, Porky is the color and Friday, he do it low. Boy, you hit it poppers and rubber, I'm saying no. Man, we keep it popping on hot days. Shit, I got the fish eggs dropping any block to dip. And I dazzle that dude with the cool out food. Just in each word with the curve like the dude. I'm froze, close, got that right. Groove with so and I'm still spinning. Cross one chin and indicate I'm something there. Black is face, deep as sea. My shit on natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. So hit me when my mind stretch out. It's astro black, I'm reaching into it. Nappy afro blue. And fighting out the corners with my ass like Chewy with a nigga. We'll be right back.
Time to go. We'll see you Tuesday with another Ice Blueberry tea set. Remember out there, once you go from A to B and back to A.
Once you go from A to B and back to A, okay.
I need a tea myself. Anyway, always remember, no matter what or where you lay your head, a bad day alive beats a good one dead. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. I'll see you on Tuesday at 8 Eastern. Ciao.